Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll touch on the NFL and your Pittsburgh Steelers with our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, in a moment. But tonight, the puck drops on Evgeny Malkin's final season. Mike Sullivan v. Dan Muse from the world's most famous arena, 8 p.m. this evening. Jeff Hathorn's with us now. Good morning to you, Jeff. How are we doing today?
The hell is it with opening these seasons in New York?
I know. How about Justin Fields being 0-5 and Russell Wilson getting benched, Jeff?
Yeah, that's probably could have seen that coming a little bit. Yeah, but this is an interesting matchup with Sullivan. I know he said the other day, I haven't really thought about it. I'm like, yeah, you have. Yeah, you have. And what I did think he was sincere about is he'll have some mixed emotions. Obviously, he wants his team to win. But, I mean, when you win a title and you coach – a legendary player like Sid and two other guys that are probably Hall of Famers as well. Going to be Hall of Famers in Chris Letang and Evgeny Malkin. Like, you develop a bond with those guys. Maybe not with what's going on in the front office, and that kind of fuels you to try to stomp the Penguins. But, yeah, there's going to be some emotions. It was funny because you guys talked to Carlson, and he talked after practice yesterday, and it's like, if there's one guy that probably wants to stick it to Mike Sullivan, Erik Karlsson would probably be high on that list.
Jeff, do you think this Penguins team has potential to be too good this year? Do you think they have the potential to actually do something that we probably don't want to see them doing, but maybe at the time we will want to see them do it and be too good?
I mean, I think they would have to have help from other teams. I mean, we've already seen a huge injury in Florida. Like, there would have to be things like that happen. Obviously, the Pens would have to overachieve. Yeah, there's a chance because Crosby's still playing at a high level. And if you keep a Raquel's coming off a 35-goal season. And when Brian Rust gets healthy, like, that's a legit one line. And if you could place together a two line, and then what if Ben Kindle is going to stay with the team the entire year, which I don't expect. But what if he does and he becomes this revelation as a rookie on the third line? And now you're rolling a little bit. You're playing a little defensive system. You don't have Graves. Some of the other guys pick it up. Yeah, there is a chance. I mean, I don't expect anything top end. But I think to your point, like, what if they're like 20th or something like that? Like, that's not where you want to be right now with this franchise. I mean, you want to be picking high.
Yep.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I agree with you. I don't think Kindle's going to be up for more than 9 games. But if he flashes, if he plays well in these 9, I wouldn't hesitate at all about keeping him in the NHL. I know it's a goofy rule. He'd have to go play against boys instead of men in the AHL. I do think Brunick's going to stay here the entire season, Jeff. I mean, we talked to Carlson about him yesterday, and he seems to think he's going to do some great things. Do you agree with that? And I'll add a third guy, Murashov, the goaltender. Do you think he's going to get substantial time in the NHL this season?
Well, start with Murashov. I think he's the future in net, but I think they wanted to get him steady runs. So until they make a move with Jari, which I think is going to happen at some point. He's going to be in the AHL, and unfortunately, Blomqvist suffered the injury, so he's not available to be the other goalie. But I think that's, you know, with him, I think you're right. I think Brunick has played the better of the two. He has been more consistent. He has looked ready for the NHL. And with Ben, I mean, Ben's just really come on the last week or so. Like his game has really taken him to the next step. And I guess there's always that thought, well, if that next step continues and he shows he can play against, you know, NHL players in a regular season basis, there's always that outside chance. Listen, would you rather have this guy get an experience? Yes. I mean, I'm glad that they've made a couple of moves with veterans, and if they have to make another one, you know, it's about the future, not exactly right now for this hockey franchise.
Jeff, what only one starter for the Steelers sat out in practice yesterday? That was Jalen Ramsey. Everybody else was back, I think.
Well, I mean, Calvin Austin was unable to go.
Calvin Austin too, yeah.
You know, that was a I don't think that was a surprise. We talked to him, and it's like, Dorn, you know how this is. I mean, you work your whole offseason, you're going to get that shot. You missed your whole rookie year. You have that big first game. You catch the game-winning touchdown in the third game, and then the fourth game you're dealing with an injury. Like, man, and it's a contract year for him. Now, he did not bring that up, but that's the reality of it, and that's – I feel for Calvin. But Joey's going to be back, and there's a chance Alex Highsmith's going to be back. Highsmith's going to go through – team drills on Wednesday and Thursday is what he told us. And then we'll kind of see from there. But I'm kind of anxious to see this. You know, we talk about all the different packages for the secondary. What's that three linebacker set going to look like for all three of those guys? Because they do have a package like that.
Let's stay there, because thinking about this game on Sunday, if there's an area where I think the Browns can be had, I don't like their left tackle situation. And Nick Herbig, I mean, through this point in the season, arguably their best pass rusher, not better than Watt, maybe not better than Cam Hayward, but rushing the passer. Do you think you maybe work Highsmith in slow, Jeff?
Yeah, I think there's more of a split for his first time back, at least. But again, I do think that this three linebacker package is something whether you have Herbig roam around the middle and find a gap and shoot through it, whether, you know, you move Alex around. I don't think it would be TJ as much, because TJ kind of likes where he's at. Not that it would never happen. But man, especially without Ramsey, most likely for however long, now you could bring up something a little bit different with the linebackers that could really keep offenses guessing. And you're facing two offenses here, you know, on Sunday and Thursday that have struggled.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff, going back to what you said about Calvin Austin, and, you know, he misses his rookie year. This is a contract year. He's banged up this year, even in training camp, and then now obviously he's going to miss some games. Can somebody like Roman Wilson, who is basically dealing with the same trajectory of Calvin Austin, can he take advantage of that? Will he get the opportunities to take advantage of Calvin Austin being out these next two games?
Whatever opportunity he gets, he needs to take advantage of. That's basically what his coach was saying last week, his position coach, Zach Azani, is that he's going to get a chance. And when he does, he needs to grasp it. Now, this just looks like it's going to be his chance. I mean, you like Skoranek as a receiver at times. Scotty Miller can be a situational guy. The only thing I would say with this is, when you think about Cleveland's pass rush and physicality, this might be a game more for Skoranek and three tight ends than you would typically have. So I don't know if number two is going to be as much of a play in this one as it might be in Cincinnati. So you might look at the end of this game and say, man, Roman only got 12 snaps. But that might just be more situational as to what they're trying to do against really physical defense.
I was talking to a Cleveland friend who is in the game the other day, and the Browns love their nickel package. Like, they want to play nickel 90% of the game if they can, if not more than that. Beef up, extra offensive linemen, the tight ends like you're saying, Jeff, and then turn around and hand the ball off. And when they do, how much of that is going to be Kenneth Gainwell? Jaylen Warren came back to practice yesterday. How much of that is going to be him? And at what point do we get more Caleb Johnson? I was encouraged by what we saw in Dublin, but still the volume not quite there for the youngster.
No, and I mean, he's going to continue to work in slow. I mean, listen, Gainwell is a guy who's very versatile. And, you know, we talk about number two options. I think Gainwell could be a guy you could put in the same in the game with Warren, but you split Gainwell out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he could play in that slot area. Not that you want to put him out there a ton, but he's a guy who can do that for a different look. I mean, I think really they're going to ride the hot hand. So if Jaylen comes in, he's struggling a little bit, but Gainwell's running it, I think you're going to see him get more carries. Like, I think it really is a feel thing for these guys. And, you know, if they bring Caleb in for a snap or two or for a series, and all of a sudden he's rolling a little bit, yeah, they're going to give him opportunities. I mean, listen, there's what happened in that kickoff, but you're not going to bench the guy forever. You drafted him in the third round. At some point, you know, they felt like he a little bit took advantage of that series he got in Ireland. And if he keeps building off that, I mean, this is what they wanted, right? You wanted a three-headed monster. You wanted the ability to play the hot hand. And I do think they will do that once they feel like everybody's kind of at equal footing.
Jeff, what do you think is more of a disappointment this year in college football, Arch Manning or Penn State?
Oh.
Wow.
They're going to play in the ReliaQuest Bowl, Jeff, like we all thought. Yeah.
How about both those teams were ranked two, ranked second, and both are out of the top 25?
That's insane.
I mean, I can't personally vouch for the pressure in Texas, but I'm sure that pressure is coming down hard on Arch right now and the entire team. I mean, they spend a lot of money down there not to be out of the top 25 with those expectations. I mean, Arch singularly because he's hurting at least the start of his NFL career, whenever that might be. But man, that UCLA game, it's just, that was brutal on it. Listen, how as a coaching staff do you not have your team ready?
Man,
that's the way I look at it.
Against a team without a coaching staff. Right. And I can't imagine a more miserable watch in maybe the history of collegiate sport than that, because you had Rick Neuheisel. They had him on for a full 10 minutes talking about his son, then they kept cutting to him celebrating.
Yes. Yeah.
Just absolutely torturous for Penn State fans.
And going against, I think he's, Jim Knowles is the highest paid assistant in the game.
Yep.
Maybe ever, I think.
Who's coming off winning a national championship, and he has a long resume. But this will not be on it. I mean, that was to get out-coached by a guy in his first game. It was brutal.
Jeff, this was wonderful. It always is. We hit on a lot of things. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Here we go. Let's go. Let's go with the little hockey. Come on, boys.
Just beat Sully tonight.
Yeah, I think they will.
I friggin' hate the Rangers. I almost swore there.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, boys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.